Ambiance, an operating system for IoT microservices, by Bakir et al., from the University of California, Santa Barbara, published in the Journal of Edge Computing. Welcome to Journal Club for December 7th, 2024. I'm Malcolm Diggs. The first time I read the title of this paper, two questions immediately came to my mind. One, what do you mean you created a new operating system? What do those words even mean? An operating system is not one thing. It's, right in the name, a system of things. So what does creating a new one actually entail? You wrote a new kernel, new services, a new shell? What are we actually talking about here? And two, why would anyone do this? We've all been running microservices on our Linux boxes and Microsoft boxes, and they're working just fine, so why create something new? Is there really a problem you're actually solving here, or is this just solutionism? In trying to find the answers to those questions, I realized something. This project is legit. It's coming out of the UC Santa Barbara RACE Lab, the Lab for Research on Adaptive Computing Environments, which is led by Chandra Krentz and Rich Wolski, who are both co-authors on this paper. This paper is about 40 very detailed pages long, but then links to a sizable GitHub repo, almost all C++, with over 4,000 commits going back 5 years. They are not playing around here. Ambiance is a real thing, backed by a very credible team, with funding from the National Science Foundation. This is real. Given the enormous scope of this project, there is no way that I'm going to do it justice in this short format, but I am going to try to answer those two questions above. What is it that they're building here, and why? Side note before we go on, I've been toying with the idea of introducing the occasional longer form episode to Journal Club. This would be deep dives with the authors, where I interview them and ask them, among other things, your questions, and we go into much more detail than even the paper does. If you're interested in getting a longer author deep dive interview for this paper, please reply to today's email and let me know. Specifically, tell me what questions I should ask these authors when I reach out to them. I don't know if they're going to say yes, but if I get enough questions from you all and the interest level is there for you, then I'll make the ask and try to set up a time to talk with them. Then I'll release the deep dive as a bonus in an upcoming email. Anyway, back to the show. Let's start by addressing the second question first. Why embark on any of this at all? What problem are they actually solving? What unmet need is there that they're trying to fill? The first thing to know is that we're not talking about microservices running on big servers or the public cloud, AWS, GCP, etc. For the most part, we're talking about microservices running in highly resource-constrained environments, specifically IoT devices. This could be a smart thermostat, a wearable health tracker, a factory floor sensor, or a wildlife monitoring system. Either way, don't think of the playing field as big, hulky processors with tons of horsepower and memory. It's the opposite of that. It's more than likely a tiny ARM processor, or some similar reduced instruction set, running on just enough compute to get its job done. And in that kind of constrained environment, running microservices presents challenges that you wouldn't normally face in the cloud. If you're used to spinning up an EC2 server, for example, you would never stop to think, will this machine have enough memory to be able to run my orchestration framework like Kubernetes and run my actual application at the same time? You just take for granted that it will. But in IoT, that's a real question, and many times the answer is no. Sometimes there's not even enough space for a virtualization layer at all. And in those situations, developers often build highly specialized, low-level, nearly bare metal systems that are purpose-built for the constrained environment they find themselves in. And that trend has led to a key issue here, the key problem Ambiance is trying to solve: ecosystem fragmentation. There are a bunch of existing IoT operating systems that are heavy and can only run on big, powerful machines. And there are a bunch that are highly specialized, machine-specific, and run with minimal abstraction. And from a developer experience, a DevX perspective, this is, well, less than ideal. Ideally, you want developers to be able to build suites of microservices running on disparate machines on different types of devices that all have the same APIs and resources available to them. When every microcontroller and device and server are running on different OS, it slows the development process down. It makes everything more complicated and all the functionality less portable. That's the problem they're trying to solve here. I think it's fair to place this conceptually in the basket of trends we've seen over the last few decades of taming the variations in deployment environments so that developers can have a single consistent abstraction to work against. I might be showing my age here, but if you remember Java's 1995 tagline, "Write once, run everywhere," that's the same underlying desire. More recently, we've seen this with things like React Native or PhoneGap before that. We saw this with Docker. You could argue that we saw this with C being couched as a portable assembler. There's a long, rich history of these kinds of movements. Notably, one I just skipped. POSIX. Now, I'm about to turn to talk about the first question from earlier, what is it that they built here, but I can't properly explain what it is until I explain what it's not. And it is absolutely not POSIX. POSIX, the Portable Operating System Interface, is a family of standards specified by the IEEE to ensure compatibility between different operating systems by defining a common set of APIs, command line utilities, and environment interfaces. It emerged in the late 80s to address the growing fragmentation of Unix-like systems, which were proliferating with incompatible variants from different vendors. The motivation behind POSIX was to create a standard interface that would allow software developed on one Unix-like system to be easily ported to another, reducing development costs and fostering a more open and competitive software ecosystem. Key elements of POSIX include process management, file and device I/O, inter-process communication, threading, and command line shell specifications. Its design assumes a multi-user, process-oriented environment with ample computing resources, and this makes it ideal for general-purpose operating systems like Linux, macOS, and BSD. From this description, it might sound like POSIX is the standard solution that already solves the same problem as Ambiance, therefore eliminating the reason for Ambiance to exist, right? No. The authors of Ambiance deliberately chose not to support POSIX for several reasons rooted in the fact that IoT environments have unique constraints. One, resource constraints. POSIX systems assume hardware with ample resources such as large amounts of RAM, storage, and CPU power. Many IoT devices operate with a few kilobytes of RAM and minimal flash storage. Implementing POSIX compatibility would introduce substantial memory overhead, bloated binaries, and slower execution. Two, system call model incompatibility. POSIX assumes a synchronous system call model where the OS blocks a thread until a system call completes. This model is inherently inefficient for IoT workloads, which are often event-driven and asynchronous. Ambiance, by contrast, supports asynchronous interfaces natively through mechanisms like stackless coroutines, fibers, and zero-copy inter-process communication. We'll go into all that in a minute. Supporting POSIX would conflict with this design. 3. Global state and process model. POSIX systems rely on a process-based model with global state, including file descriptors, signal handlers, and file system routes. Ambiance eliminates these entirely, using microservice-style isolation domains instead. Each microservice runs within a minimal runtime, sharing nothing unless explicitly configured. 4. Typed interfaces instead of byte streams. POSIX treats communication interfaces like files and sockets as untyped byte streams. Ambiance leverages typed system calls and interface definition language IDL generated APIs, enabling automatic optimizations such as zero-copy transfers and tailored serialization. This model is far more efficient, but incompatible with POSIX assumptions. And 5, application specialization at build time. POSIX expects applications to interact dynamically with the OS. In contrast, Ambiance pre-compiles node-specific images with specialized kernels and services based on deployment manifests. This compile time optimization precludes the dynamic, process-driven nature of POSIX systems. The authors argue that POSIX compatibility would have weakened performance, increased complexity, and limited innovation in system design. They support this decision with empirical findings, noting that modern microservice frameworks rarely depend on POSIX system calls. For example, in the Death Star microservices benchmark, almost none of the tested services use direct POSIX calls, relying instead on RPC frameworks like gRPC or Thrift. By sidestepping POSIX, Ambiance could create a streamlined, efficient, and domain-specific OS tailored for IoT microservices, achieving orders of magnitude performance gains compared to Linux-based alternatives. So now you're an expert on what Ambiance is not. So what is it? What did they build? Okay, here we go. Ambiance is a lightweight operating system designed to run microservices across the entire IoT to cloud continuum, from microcontrollers to x86 servers and everything in between. It's built for resource-constrained environments with minimal memory and CPU overhead. It's optimized for microservices-based applications using deployment-specific kernel images, and it's focused on extreme modularity and flexibility. It's a big GitHub repo, and almost 97% of it is either C++, C, or makefiles. Architecturally, it's modular and layered, consisting of core system services, deployment tools, and runtime components that are separated into modules. Its core components are a kernel builder. This generates deployment-specific OS images based on a declarative manifest. A microservice runtime. This manages service lifecycles, service groups, and asynchronous execution models like coroutines and fibers. A typed interface system, an LIDL. This defines and enforces strongly typed APIs for microservices, enabling zero-copy communication and auto-generated RPC code. A memory manager. This supports efficient memory allocation, zero-copy IPC, as I mentioned, and memory isolation across microservices. A network overlay generator. This automatically builds communication layers across heterogeneous networks, enabling inter-node service discovery and message routing. A security framework called Caplets. This implements a policy-driven access control and secure inter-service communication through capability-based security models. And lastly, a deployment manager, which compiles and bundles OS images, pre-allocates system resources, and generates bootable binaries for diverse hardware platforms. So what's the point of all that? What does all that get you? How do those components translate to a better developer experience or a richer platform to work against? Well, Ambiance streamlines the entire development and deployment system by automating service composition, optimizing performance for resource-constrained devices, and ensuring seamless scalability from microcontrollers to cloud servers, all while abstracting away network complexity, enforcing built-in security, and eliminating manual infrastructure management. This all allows developers to focus solely on application logic, making IoT development faster, more consistent, and significantly less error-prone. Let's go a little bit deeper. Here are the key things to know. Ambiance, as I mentioned, generates custom kernel images tailored precisely to the application's needs. This means no unnecessary services or drivers are included, reducing bloat and boosting efficiency. They also use dynamic isolation boundaries, which allow developers to decide at deployment time whether microservices should run in a shared or isolated environments. This flexibility means developers can prioritize performance, security, or resource savings without ever touching the application's source code. Ambiance offers an asynchronous kernel API, enabling non-blocking operations through advanced concurrency models like stackless coroutines, fibers, and callbacks. Unlike traditional OSs that force applications to wait for system calls to complete, Ambiance's event-driven model ensures that applications stay responsive and resource-efficient, critical for devices that are operating under tight hardware constraints. Another standout feature is, as I mentioned earlier, zero-copy inter-process communication. Traditional systems often require data to be copied multiple times between services. Ambiance bypasses this by enabling services to share memory directly, cutting overhead to near zero. The OS also leverages typed system interfaces where services communicate through APIs defined using a custom interface definition language. This allows Ambiance to enforce API correctness at compile time, generating efficient, type-safe communication code automatically. This means that developers are freed from manually writing serialization code. This reduces bugs and boosts performance. The automatic network overlays are also a fairly novel idea. Ambiance generates the entire inter-service communication layer based on deployment specs without manual network configuration. No other OS in its class automates network abstraction at this level. It also uses caplets-based access control, as I mentioned, which automatically enforces fine-grained security policies defined in the deployment manifest. Services are only allowed to access what they explicitly need. In theory, this eliminates many common security vulnerabilities. Finally, Ambiance's most transformative feature is, of course, the interoperability across platforms. That's the whole ballgame here. The same codebase can run on tiny microcontrollers with a few kilobytes of memory or scale up to cloud-hosted virtual machines. This unification of deployment targets turns fragmented hardware ecosystems into one abstraction, one seamless, scalable application target, one environment, one set of APIs, one set of constraints. It's the same dream as POSIX, but applied to more varied environments and more modern use cases. For the sake of brevity and time, I'm going to stop there. There is so much more here. I really just scratched the surface, but I think that's a good place to cut it off. Notably, the authors did a ton of analysis and benchmarking on this system, but for now, I'm going to leave that and all the rest out of scope for this episode. You're welcome to dig into all that further. Hopefully, I've told you enough to pique your interest to make you actually want to do that. Two things before I go. One, if you want to dig deeper on your own, please download the paper. If you want to get to the GitHub repo, it's linked on the fourth page. Two, if after you go deeper, you have any questions that you'd like me to ask the authors in an interview format, please reply to today's email and let me know what those questions are. That interview, if it happens at all, wouldn't be happening for at least a couple weeks, so you've got time to get your questions together. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.